Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to New Year's Rockin' E, presented by Amazon Prime. It is Ryan Seacrest with you, and we're so honored that joining us right now are two very special guests, President Joe Biden and Dr. Jill Biden. It's nice to see you once again. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Ryan. Happy New Year.
Thanks for having us.
I'd rather not be doing this. It's way past my bedtime. I haven't had my pill.
Mr. President, before we start here about the new year, I'm curious, what sort of holiday foods have you been enjoying over the last few days?
Well, I've been eating everything that's put in front of me.
Now, how am I supposed to answer that question?
A lot of chicken.
Doesn't he know they mush it all into goop, so I can just gum it down?
Ice cream.
And ice cream. Chocolate chip ice cream.
It's good to know that you're eating like the rest of us here across the country. As you look back and reflect on 2023, what sort of memories, highlights stand out for you?
Well, one of the big highlights stands out for me is my dad used to have an expression. He'd say, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. I think it's about respect.
Highlights. There's no highlights. I just make up some stuff.
Their factories are shipped overseas the last couple times out, and they were losing hope and faith. So we brought a lot of jobs back to the United States.
Wait just a second. You hold on right there.
Oh, crud. What's this guy doing here?
Me? What am I doing here? I live here.
In my brain?
Yes, sir. 100% rent-free.
Come on.
They're back.
Well, we've got a million plus people here in Times Square and so many eyes on the big ball for the big moment tonight as we get ready for 2024. What are your hopes for the new year for both of you?
Well, my hope...
Good question, Ryan. He hopes Gavin doesn't run and that Hunter stays out of trouble.
Now you shut up, you. Ryan's talking to me.
Aw, poor guy. Did you not get your nap today? Sleepy, sleepy.
Dr. Biden, your hopes for America.
Well, you know, I think it's what I would always tell my students.
You know, it strikes me that she's got a good head of hair. I don't think I've ever sniffed it.
Enjoy two scoops of ice cream tonight, both of you. Thanks for coming on. We'll see you soon.
Oh, brother. Anyway, live from Biden's brain, it's Fat Kevin.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his votes for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight, we play Election Peekaboo with 2024 with Ed Morrissey of HotAir.com and the leading Senate candidate for Republicans in New Jersey, Christine Serrano Glassner. Sketch comedy tonight from Jason Headley. This is not a parody production, and Trippin' in Times Square. And we unveil the song of 2023 in the spotlight. And now, live from Times Square, where honestly no one on God's green earth ever thought he'd get a second season, here's the Kevin!
What, Mr. David Pites, what did I do to you? I didn't think I would get a second season. But here we are, baby! Season premiere, season number two, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got so much to get to in this coming year, and I hope that you're here every single That Kevin Show that we have. It's just that important. You're going to hear from the important newsmakers. We're going to have the presidential candidates on. You're going to get up close and personal access to folks. But you have to come back every weekend. Thank you for making us a choice here on the first weekend of the new year that you have to make that choice. and I couldn't be more grateful or more thankful to all of the following. The Salem News Channel, my home affiliate network out of New York. Biz TV, the longtime partnership that continues to flourish and be wonderful, and all of those affiliates that are watching tonight, thank you. 300-plus radio stations that say, you know what, that Kevin Show, it helps our weekend ratings. It does things that nothing else does for us, and they keep adding it more every week, it seems like. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to my lovely bride who's put up with all of the extra hours. Thank you to my children who sometimes behave well when we go out to eat. thank you to my entire team. Ilana Golden, my booking producer, all the guys in the studio, including Owen Buckley, Ivan Quinones, Eric Hastings on creative issues, giving me feedback and so forth. We have a great team. Big thanks to Dick and Mel Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra and singers. They have colored this show with the sound of what it is supposed to be, and I'm just so grateful. And we got an exciting episode for you tonight. We're going to talk about some major news stories because there's plenty to get to. We're going to take a sneak peek at what 2024 holds. Hotair.com is one of those places you should be checking out and reading every day. They've got headlines that are well reported and no one else is covering. Ed Morrissey, their managing editor, is going to join us. And then in the second hour tonight, in what used to be called the Ladies Lounge, can you imagine if a hardcore blue state flipped one of its Senate seats for a red Republican woman? Christine Serrano Glassner is that triple threat. She is a mayor, she is female, and she can define what a woman is, and she has the potential to knock out one of the two Democratic senators in the state of New Jersey. What an amazing thing that would be if it happened. She's going to be with us to tell us firsthand what she's all about. And then we've got comedy stacked up for you tonight. You saw the Not a Parody production in the open. Big thanks to the entire crew there. We've got a brand new comic that's not been with us before. Jason Headley is on tonight with some sketch work. And we're going to go tripping in Times Square. I thought, you know, what better week to go tripping in Times Square than New Year's week? We've got so many people there. So we got all that on tap for you, along with Assignment Desk Weekend, and you're not going to want to miss it because there's just too much to talk about. We've also got a new sponsor I want to thank. Swiss America has just produced a little reading resource. It's a short little essay that is just bonkers, crazy important. When you read it, when you look at it and you read it and you understand what they have been tracking and what they are predicting, it will open your eyes and hopefully give you some insight on how you should be planning your portfolio going forward. You can go to SwissAmerica.com/thatKevinShow and just request it that way. SwissAmerica.com/thatKevinShow. We'll take you there and get rid of it. I want to say thank you to those of you also that helped us with our liberating of slaves project in 2023. Our goal was 192. I believe that we are now saying for the year we did 222 human slaves that were liberated because of your partnership with us. So big thank you to you from Christian Solidarity International and yours truly, because those are 222 lives that we have changed forever because of what we did in 2023. So I'm pretty excited about all of that. Some of you on the socials, by the way, voted in our New Music Spotlight Song of the Year contest. We had four rounds of voting. So there's 52 weeks in the year, which we don't play any of the new singles that are out during Christmas because we got new Christmas music to debut during that month. So in 11 months, there were some, I don't know, 48 songs that were released. And amongst those, 32 of them went to number one, some of them the week immediately following their appearance on the New Music Spotlight. In fact, I think that happened in around 25% of the 25 of the cases of the 32. They became the national number one the week appearing after on the New Music Spotlight. But we have it down, and I've been put up on the screen here, the still to come. We've got it down to the final four. And I'm not going to tell you which order they were. Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift, Phil Wickham, and who am I leaving out? Oh, Olivia Lane. This is cool. We had a Latin star, a pop star, a country star, and a Christian music star, all voted in by you as our top four songs. You will hear the top two tonight. In this hour, we will unveil the runner-up. And in the second hour tonight, for our final segment, we will be going straight to the vault and saying, here it is, the number one song for the year. So that's all. This is all yet to come. Big, big show. Couldn't be happier than to have you with us. Now, I don't know if you saw, just a real quick news note. The president this week accused Donald Trump and others of trying to rig an election for Donald Trump to return to the presidency. Now, they're making that accusation while Biden's own party in North Carolina are trying to knock people off ballots, like they did in Colorado for the presidential race, but this is for other races. Well, that's in Assignment Desk Weekend. We'll get into some more details of that a little bit later on. Thank you for being here. If you want to follow us, our brand new website is thatkevinshow.com on all the socials, including TikTok as of this week, at That Kevin Show. And we're coming right back from the greatest city on planet Earth, New York. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back to 2024, our first episode in the brand new year here at That Kevin Show. So glad to have you with us as we embark on year number two. And as we look forward to the days in front of us, we have a big news-making year. In fact, it's going to be one of the most historic years ever. You're going to have incredible Supreme Court cases that are going to be decided this spring and announced this summer. And you have a historic election that may break the mold on anything we've ever seen, especially if the two current frontrunners end up being the nominees. But please, before we go any further, please make welcome my very first guest of 2024. He's the managing editor at HotAir.com and a longtime friend. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome Ed Morris.
Kevin, thanks for having me on, Kevin. I love that we are still occasionally doing this after all these years. Great to be on with you.
Yeah. Well, I've had you on SNC tonight a couple of times, and I thought, you know what? He's never been on my star show, which is really where I need you the most. Ed, coming off of the year of 2023, there were lots of things that took people by surprise. And it's interesting, I was talking with one of our mutual friends, Carol Markowitz, just yesterday, and she was saying that she feels like the conservative movement is on some level lost right now. That you've got people that are making really great points, but sometimes on cultural stuff, we seem to be very tin-eared on some things. And I know that this year is going to be maybe one of the most important from a historical perspective on many different levels. Let's talk about some of the biggest stories from last year. And I think that certainly the most impactful and certainly the one that maybe it didn't have as long of a shelf life as some other things had, but it is still with us in the form of the stories that are being played out in cities across the globe. In the aftermath of its wake, and that is the attacks of 10/7. How do you put that into a historical perspective for yourself?
You know, I have to tell you, Kevin, that this is really kind of the story of the year for me. And I know we're living in it, and sometimes you lose a little perspective on this. But I've said this a number of times. I went to bed in America on October 7th, and I woke up somewhere around Nuremberg, 1933. I'd always known that there was a strong streak of anti-Semitism on the left. There's some on the extreme right too. But I didn't know how bad it actually was, especially in academia. And I don't know that I've ever felt as culturally dislocated as I felt especially in the first couple of weeks after the Hamas massacre in southern Israel, and how people in this country went out into the streets to support Hamas rather than victims of those atrocities. I was stunned, and I can't even imagine what Carol Markowitz and Bethany Mandel and some of my friends who are a lot closer to those, you know, academic institutions than I am, physically closer to them, how they must be feeling in the wake of this. But that to me is the story of the year.
Well, no doubt about that. And the long trail of it is that you've got this unraveling, if you will, of these beliefs in some of our most elite corners. I mean, I would have never thought for a million years you would have had three American university presidents go before Congress and be unable to denounce terrorists that hate people on racial and religious basis.
Yeah, Liz McGill has already resigned at Penn. Sally Kornbluth is still at MIT, and the board is standing behind her. And, of course, Claudine Gay has become sort of the focus of this at Harvard, just simply because Harvard's, you know, cultural position in the United States. But all three of them refused to declare that the anti-Semitism was harassment, was intimidation, was unacceptable on their campuses. They kept talking about context. And I mean, it's stunning from these same institutions, which would expel students or refuse to admit students if they committed microaggressions such as misgendering or, you know, using the wrong pronoun or putting up some sort of a meme that criticized the dominant radical left. And again, I think this was a moment of clarity. I think that, you know, they were hiding behind the First Amendment at three institutions that are literally the worst in the United States for defending free speech rights on their campuses. And it's very clear that that is a form of endorsement. If they're allowing anti-Semitic speech under the rubric of free speech and shutting down everybody who, for instance, believes in biology, human biology,
right,
that is an endorsement, right? When you start censoring speech, the speech you allow is endorsed, at least tacitly. And that's what Elise Stefanik was trying to impress on these three who completely misread the situation and just absolutely botched that testimony culturally as well as legally as well as academically.
I'm glad you brought Elise Stefanik up. The congresswoman is someone I'm a big fan of. And, you know, when SNL tried to parody what she had done there, like so many of our cultural barometers, it kind of fell on its face because they missed the entire point. There was certainly material there that you could work with. But because everybody is so woke, they're going to overlook what the actual point is that they should be drawing attention to in order to mock those that the woke find in some way offensive. And it speaks to a larger issue for me that I think is kind of interesting, and that is that culturally we're going to elect a president, and we've got people that are arguing on policy and image and symbolism grounds about things that sometimes aren't even true and sometimes don't even exist. And yet, this is the state of elections in 2024. We went through an entire GOP debate cycle in which the man who is shaping the Republican Party did not participate and arguably won the aftermath of all four of the debates. When you look at going into the debates, he was hovering around 50% in his approval. By the time they're done, he's at 64%. I mean, this is the stage of the utterly weird, is it not?
Yeah, it is strange. I mean, honestly, we've never been through a cycle where a major candidate in a primary just simply refused to debate. And there's strategic reasons for that. I mean, I understand why he didn't do it, and it ended up working out for him. So strategically, he picked the right, you know, he chose wisely. I don't think that that's very good for the party, and I don't think it's very good for the country. But then again, I've never been a big fan of these debates in the first place, and I don't think that there's a whole lot of light that gets shed in these. I think what's more important is the engagement on issues just more generally, you know, in Iowa and New Hampshire, the states that we're going to be coming up in, but also on a national basis. And to be frank, I don't think that we're seeing a ton of that either. I think we're seeing a lot of infighting, and I don't think that voters are feeling like there's a really close engagement from most of these candidates. Now, maybe on the ground, it's a little different where they're in person. But, you know, at least at the 30,000-foot level, it really just seems as though this has been an exercise in futility.
You're not wrong. My sources on the ground in Iowa say it's some of the lowest energy level they've seen in a primary, and it's primarily because they've already made up their mind.
Right.
Going with the virtual incumbent. It's Kevin McCullough on That Kevin Show with Ed Morrissey from HotAir.com. Coming right back on That Kevin Show.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. We begin this Saturday morning with the weather this weekend. Let it snow. New York to see up to 12 inches of snow, while New Jersey and Connecticut expected to get half that amount, around 6 inches, as the Midwest gears up for possible blizzard conditions. Grammy award-winning singer Michael Bolton, best known for this song, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You, reveals he was diagnosed with a brain tumor and has had immediate surgery before the holidays. In a note to his fans, he says he'll be taking a break from touring to focus on his recovery. Bolton, who is 70, writing on Facebook, I am now recuperating at home and surrounded by the tremendous love and support of my family. And the Supreme Court will take up the Trump Colorado ballot case on February 8th. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Happy New Year. Our first new episode in 2024, and grateful to have you with us. And Ed Morrissey rejoins us from hotair.com, and you can read him 24/7. He's always posting and got great stuff there and great insights. Ed, we were talking about the elections of 2024. You know, there's a congressional election that's going to be on the ballot as well. And people are rating the 2023 Congress as the least effective in modern history. And when you look at the drama that played out, Republicans had a thin majority. Do they hold on to it in 2024, from your perspective?
You know, I think it's going to be close. And the reason why is because American politics is so evenly split right now. And I think the House... it reflects that. It reflected it in the previous Congress, too. I mean, Democrats had a majority, but it was a 9-seat majority. I think that we're getting to a point now where the split in the country is starting to be reflected in splits in the legislature. You know, the Senate's gone 51-49, 50-50 over the last couple of sessions as well. So I don't think that do they hang on to it? Maybe, but I don't think that either party would end up with a really effective majority in either chamber. And in part, that's because of candidate selection. In part, that's because they're talking past voters. But in part, it's just because voters are pretty much 50-50 in the country. And they're getting the representation that reflects them.
Let me ask you this. Let's pose a hypothetical. Trump becomes president, but loses the House. The Senate stays where it is. What does his agenda become in 2025?
I would guess it would focus on the border, because that's the one place where he had some significant success. One of the places, I should say, that he had some significant success, and one of the places where he can operate without necessarily too much engagement with Congress. The problem is that even if Biden wins a second term, he's not going to get much engagement from Congress either, because it is just so evenly split. I'm not even sure they're going to be able to get a budget through. As we're talking about this, we're still debating on how they're going to try to get it through. So my guess is that whoever is the next president is going to have to rely on executive power, which is, I think, dangerous anyway, but really is the only way where things are going to get done, and the accomplishments will be reflected in that. That would be, you know, border security and foreign policy.
Let's jump to foreign policy. We've seen the China relationship change under Joe Biden. We've seen the Russia and Ukrainian relationship kind of morph under Joe Biden. We've seen Iran thump its chest and get very bellicose under Joe Biden. We've seen his slow support of Israel and kind of slow walking the help needed at times, and even pressure to criticize and be critical of our most important ally. How does all of that change if Trump becomes the chief executive?
Well, I think we go back to the status quo ante, right, which is focusing on Israel's relationships with the Sunni nation, the Abraham Accords, that was a Trump initiative, and it was very successful as long as Trump was in office. And to be fair, Biden's tried to continue that.
It's still held thus far, I was about to say. Let's be honest, they're hanging in there. They've not attacked Israel or gone on the offensive, so that's good.
Well, in part, that's because they see Iran as a threat.
Right.
And that's the thing that really changed with Biden, is that Biden went back to Barack Obama's appeasement policy with Iran, which weakened our influence with the Sunni nation. So if Trump comes back, I would guess that gets reversed back again. We start putting a lot more maximum pressure policies on Iran, and that will change the dynamic in the Middle East.
What about the war between Russia and Ukraine? The former president has said he would end it quickly. Do you see a resolution coming if he's elected?
No, I don't see a resolution coming to that. He said that an awful lot. Russia wants to reconquer its former imperial territories, and they did it in Georgia in 2008, and they did it in pieces now in Ukraine in 2014 and again in 2022. The only way that ends is either Ukraine gets rolled over by Russia or Russia gets rolled over by Ukraine at this point in time. And since I don't really see that being realistic in either direction, my guess is that this war goes on whether Donald Trump likes it or not.
Katie McFarland has called it another forever war. Is that how you're describing it?
You know, a forever war, it's going to last as long as there's no resolution to it. And I think part of the issue that we've had in Ukraine, and for that matter in Gaza, is that we keep freezing conflicts when they're not really resolved. And we think that the freeze is a resolution. We tried to freeze the conflict in Ukraine in 2014. It didn't work. Russia still wanted to invade Ukraine, and they did. And they didn't even have a pretext for it at that point in time. They just waited until they figured that they were strong enough to get it done quickly so that the West wouldn't have time to react.
Ed Morrissey of HotAir.com. We're getting a kind of sneak preview of what 2024 looks like. Stay with us.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, back to that Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Ed Morrissey is back with us, and Ed, we've been talking about what the new year is going to shape up like as the news, and we've discussed foreign policy, we've discussed some of the changes in the machination of government if, you know, certain things go certain ways. One of the areas that the Biden administration has had an outsized impact on is our educational system and the kind of blackmailing of education with their gender ideology and their CRT emphasis. Parents, I believe, are going to vote in this next election cycle in very strong ways that they may feel more locally than nationally. At this point, do you see that tipping to one side or the other in terms of the presidential race?
you know, culturally, I see it tipping to the Republicans. And I think, you know, we talked earlier about the testimony of the three poison ivy presidents. I like to call them the poison ivies. Thank you. It's the bane of my existence.
Such a joker. Go ahead.
So,
tell me this. How do you get to that conclusion?
Okay, so I'll give you the answer, and I don't have another Batman reference, so you are the king. I submit you. But I mean, it really put that whole DEICRT thing on display, and it showed the hypocrisy of this, right? Which is that, you know, the ethnic determinism is always going to have losers. Groups of losers. And in this case, it's always going to be the Jews. And after the Jews, it's other people, the Asians and the whites. And frankly, most people don't like that. They like the idea of individual achievement, individual character as a reference for their value rather than the color of their skin or the ethnicity of their ancestors or their religion. And I think that really exposed this whole DEICRT thing. And not just in higher ed, but all the way down to, you know, pre-K. And we're seeing examples of that coming up in the headlines now rather routinely. And I think that plays well for Republicans. And that may be enough to push the needle just a little bit over the 50-50 line.
One of the things that people did not really acknowledge in the headlines in 2022 was that while the congressional races were kind of a hot mess, Republicans picked up some in the House. They didn't win some of the races they really wanted in the Senate, blah, blah, blah. On the local level, moms came out big time and swapped a lot of school boards. 50 of the biggest school boards in the country went back to moms and dads of common sense and away from the woke monsters that had been there for some time. When you mess with people's kids, you pay the price at the ballot box.
You do. And again, parents vote, and they're an important voting block. And if as long as they see that as their priority, and kids usually are their priority, it's very powerful. It has very powerful effects. And I would say that Republicans could have done better in 2022, especially in the Senate, with better candidate selection and a little bit better messaging, too. And I think that, you know, we can talk about abortion a little bit on this, but had they had a coherent message on abortion, I don't think it would have hurt them nearly as much as it did in 2022.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. Another phenomenon we saw in 2023 were a lot of old people getting much older in elected office. And, you know, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate now has a nickname called Glitch. You saw some people die while in office. Is there any trend towards new blood, fresh blood in the on the scene for people?
I don't think so. I mean, you take a look at the presidential election. I think that if you poll, you know, the return of both candidates in 2024, just as a phenomenon itself, it polls very poorly. People didn't want a rerun, a rematch of 2020 in the 2024 election. And yet, here we are. The Democrats haven't produced anybody who could be a rational alternative to Joe Biden. And the Republicans seem to be going four square behind Donald Trump, which will give the nation, at least if you listen to polling, what it really didn't want. So, no, I don't see that yet, but I think it's going to be coming.
Let's talk about that. Let's handicap these first few months. In a column I wrote probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks ago now, maybe longer than that, kind of at the end of the debate cycle, I guess, is when I authored it. I said at the time that I think Trump wins in Iowa. I think he wins in New Hampshire, though I think that might be a little bit cagier than Iowa for him. I think he sweeps in Nevada pretty easily, and then I think he comes back with a big win in South Carolina, defeating either DeSantis or Haley, whoever has dropped out and endorsed the other one at that time. Because I think once Iowa and New Hampshire goes away, I think a lot of the money dries up for the also-rans, and I just don't think that more than one of them have a chance of coming out of South Carolina with the hope of a victory. I don't know that there is one anyway, but usually Republicans elect their nominee in South Carolina
whoever wins two of those first three big ones, not counting Nevada, usually goes on to win the nomination. And all of the Republicans that have become president have followed that cycle. Do you see anywhere in those first four contests, which are the ones that happen before Super Tuesday, where someone breaks through?
The only one I think that has an opportunity to do that would be DeSantis in Iowa, and really just in Iowa. And that could change, if he does, it could change the context of what happens after that. DeSantis has spent a lot of money building a ground organization in Iowa. He spent a lot of time in Iowa.
So you think he's Ted Cruz in 24?
He's possibly Ted Cruz. Now, it didn't work for Ted Cruz.
Well, it worked. It extended the race, that's for sure. I mean, it took to Indiana for him to be mathematically eliminated. But it was interesting. I just was on the phone with a well-known talk show host in Iowa, Steve Dace, who has often been on the inside track of nominating and endorsing the GOP winner of that first caucus. And his words to me were, Kev, I don't know that Trump's ahead by 20 or 30, but this is the lowest level energy primary I've ever seen. And I don't know what a Nikki Haley sign looks like. He says, but I have no real feeling about how it's going to go in just a couple of weeks. Is that telling from someone who's been so hard on the inside for such a long time?
No, Steve, and Steve's a great resource for this. I mean, he really is on the ground. He really does.
Nobody knows the counties in Iowa like he does.
Exactly. So I'm not surprised that he's saying what he's saying.
Ed Morrissey, read him at hotair.com because he's going to be on top of all of these stories and many, many more. Ed, a good friend, thank you for being with us.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com. Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
We got started about 1 year ago. 32 number one singles, four rounds of voting, hundreds and thousands of votes. And at the end of 2023, it came down to four songs. At number two, in the New Music Spotlight for Song of the Year, it's Phil Wickham, and This Is Our God.
Remember those walls that we called sin and shame? They were like prisons that we couldn't escape. But he came and he died and he rose. Those walls are rubble now. Remember those giants we called death and grave? Like mountains that stood in our way, but he came and he died and he rose. Those giants are dead now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.